Lockdown of Xinjiang threatens U.S. with more inflation and supply chain disruptions. By John Carney on March 14, 2022. Lockdown in Chinese manufacturing hubs Xinjiang and Changchun threatens to worsen inflation in the U.S. and to disrupt global supply chains. The U.S. imported nearly $48 billion of goods from China in January, the latest month for which data is available. Last year, imports of Chinese goods totaled $506 billion, the second highest level of imports from China on record. The Chinese government has placed the city of Xinjiang on lockdown for at least a week and ordered everyone in the city to undergo three rounds of COVID tests. The lockdown has halted many manufacturing operations in Xinjiang, including those of Foxconn, a crucial assembler of Apple's iPhones. Xinjiang's exports of goods reached 1.92 trillion yuan, the equivalent of around $302 billion in 2021, according to official Chinese figures. Electronics and telecommunications equipment reportedly account for over 90% of the total output of Xinjiang's high-tech industries. Huawei Technologies and electric vehicle maker BYD, which produces electric cars and batteries, are located in Xinjiang. Huawei has reportedly been allowed to remain open. The cost of U.S. consumer goods less energy and food jumped 1% in January and 0.4% in February, for a year-over-year increase of 12.3%. The sudden halt of production in Xinjiang threatens to amplify inflationary pressures in the U.S. While a brief lockdown would likely not cause major disruptions, a lengthy shutdown of Xinjiang manufacturing could become a major snag for global production of autos, semiconductors, and telecommunications equipment. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 4.97% on Monday, with many significant Chinese tech stocks plunging. Chinese companies listed on the Nasdaq also fell sharply, with Pinduoduo, JD.com, and Baidu among the biggest decliners on Monday.